Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So today, the cover wins. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We have been updating you on the impeachment hearings, but we're also talking about some other things. Did a Denver radio station fire a talk show host because he said something negative about President Trump on the air? That's what the big headline read. Big headline over the weekend, and really up until today and yesterday, it was a big headline. The headline that spread was Denver radio host says he was fired for criticizing Trump. But that headline was not accurate, because I looked into this a little further and found out that this attorney, Denver talk show host, Craig Silverman, seemed to be just trying to get some publicity because he was moving from one station to another. And he made it seem as if he was fired for criticizing Trump, when in reality, he was fired because he was appearing on the competition and he was promoting the competition on his show. The full story is in the blog that I wrote, was talk show host fired for criticizing Trump? And that's on our website at WWL.com. I will post that on the SOTA Facebook page after the show, and you can comment on it there. But there's really a lot to this story, and it's part of a drama that is really so indicative of radio. I mean, in some ways, this business can be very juvenile. A lot of dramas play out, and it's all about the radio drama. But Craig Silverman is kind of known as a media whore, and it's a shame that he hurt the image of talk radio by essentially lying about why he was fired, to get attention. And he was on CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times and the Washington Post and Time Magazine were among the national media outlets that picked up this story, because the idea of somebody says something negative about Trump and he's fired. I mean, that's a good, that's a perfect storm story for the media that we have today. So anyway, we talked about that. But it's on our website at WWL.com. Also, where does New Orleans rank on the list of the most sinful cities in 2019? And when I tell you, will you be happy with the ranking? And should we do more to move up the list? And what can we do to become one of the more sinful cities in 2020? I mean, it's a goal to shoot for, right? So we'll talk about that. Also, Motley Crue signed a contract with the promoter that their farewell tour would be their final tour. And the contract said they would never perform again after their farewell tour. Well, the band found a loophole in the contract that they signed, and Motley Crue is planning a reunion tour next year with Def Leppard and Poison. Are you excited when bands from the past like Motley Crue get back together and tour? Or would you rather remember them in their prime? We'll be talking about that this hour on WWL. From Uptown, Amanda, welcome to our show. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted to talk about one of my first dates. I was raised down the bayou, down Barataria.
Okay.
And in those days, boys could, or girls too, could get their driver's license at the age of 15. Mm-hmm. So I had this friend who in broad daylight invited me to go shooting snakes down bayou. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did, shooting snakes with 22 rifles, you know, in broad daylight. And of course, I thought that was a lot of fun. I guess 22 rifles ever since.
We had an empty, that's crazy. We had an empty lot behind our house in Metairie. And I had a horse for a while, and we had a stable. And so there was grain back there, and there was hay. And so we ended up with some rats. So my bedroom was on the second story, and I had a 22. In fact, this is a reminder of how things have changed. I got a 22 rifle with my mother's green stamps. From the redeeming stamps from the grocery store. She had enough books, and we went to the redemption center on Causeway, and we gave them the redemption, the stamps, and I got a free 22 rifle, bolt action. Anyway, I would sit up there and try and shoot the rats in my backyard. Crazy.
Well, I think that's quite a worthwhile occupation myself.
You know, I wonder how many people would be interested in the first date of going out and shooting snakes in broad daylight.
Oh, well.
Did you stay with this guy very long?
You know, I don't even remember his name. No.
Oh.
No, of course not. But, you know, boys were very resourceful back then. They had these old jalopies, and
yeah. They
were good mechanics. And, you know, that's what we did, ride around in these old cars and shoot guns.
Yeah. Amanda, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. From the North Shore, Pandora, you're on WWL.
Yeah, hi, Scoot.
Hey.
Great show. I've been laughing for 2 hours.
Oh, that's good.
But I was wondering why women called.
Some people are listening to the impeachment hearings, and I don't think they're laughing, so I'm glad I made you laugh.
I'm glad to have an afternoon to laugh, let me tell you. But no women have called in about our skates in the 50s.
Oh, the skates.
You use the key and put them on your shoe.
The metal skates.
Yeah, and every time you hit a curb or a bump in the sidewalk, you'd go flying.
Oh, you were done. You were done.
Yeah, and we always had bloody knees and bloody hands, but, you know, we never went home. We just twisted
it. Yeah, and I remember, you know, the skateboards that first came out, they were really like, I think they were like banana boards. It was a skateboard, very unsophisticated compared to skateboards today. But the first skateboards...
Wooden metal wheels, I had one.
I had one that had the I guess it was a hard rubber wheel, but when you would hit the tiniest rock in the driveway, it would just stop, and you would keep going, and so... Brush burns, elbows, knees, head, all over.
Fingers. We never went home, though, did we?
No, we stayed.
Right, on, right back up on the skates. And we went home later on when we catch out.
See, we were really smart. Pandora, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, Seth Dunlop is just as much a disgrace as the other host you mentioned. Well, I mentioned this earlier, and I want to be upfront about this. You know, we still can't talk about that because there's no conclusion yet. I mean, there's a lot of information out. There's a conclusion, but we really can't talk about that yet. And as many of you know, and by the way, I agree with the text, I supported my colleague when the news first broke. And I was absolutely shocked and appalled that the information came out differently than we originally thought. But it's still going on, so it's not something that we can really talk about at this point. But just please know that I'm not trying to cover up anything by not talking about it. I can't do it right now. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, our number's 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. There's a story in the news about a pet shop owner. And two women were stealing guinea pigs at his Kentucky pet store. And the guy approached them. It was a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old females. Saturday, they tried to smuggle some guinea pigs out of the Pet Paradise store in Danville, Kentucky. And the owner went out there to confront them, said, "Give me my guinea pigs back." One of the suspects rolled down the window and threw a four-month guinea pig named Lucky at the store owner. It hit the concrete. The good news is, it's okay. But the other guinea pig is still gone. I'm Scoot Hangover, coming right back. Oh, by the way, where does New Orleans rank on the list of the most sinful cities for 2019? I was surprised. Excuse me. I was surprised. Let's see if you're surprised where the city list ranks on this list. We're coming right back on WWL. A list is out of the most sinful cities for 2019. Where does New Orleans rank? When you hear of a sinful city, really, we're pretty sinful here, but what's the first thing you think about? Las Vegas. Las Vegas was number one. This comes from the website Wallet Hub. And among the things considered were gambling addictions, smoking, anger and hatred, jealousy, excessive vices, and greed. When it comes to excessive vices, St. Louis ranks number three overall, but number one with excessive vices. Los Angeles was number two, Houston number four, Atlanta number five, Philadelphia 6, Chicago 7, New York 8, Miami 9, Denver 10. So wait, New Orleans is not in the top 10 of the most sinful cities? In fact, Baton Rouge is number 14. New Orleans is number 16. So we have our job ahead of us. We simply have to go out and sin more. We have to just find ways to sin. So in 2020, when this report comes out, we can talk about how New Orleans has moved up in its rankings of the most sinful city in 2020. Saints are doing great. LSU's doing great. And now our city needs to do better when it comes to sinning. You know, some people think I'm serious with everything that I do on this show. I mean, look, there are some sins that you can commit that might help contribute to us being a more sinful city without hurting anybody or without doing anything wrong. So if you can think of, one of those, minor sins, you can help the city out. Also, we'll be talking about Motley Crue going on tour next year. And yet they signed a contract saying that their farewell tour would be their final tour. They found a loophole. And it's an interesting loophole. So we'll talk about that. Are you excited when bands from the past like Motley Crue get back together and tour? Or would you rather remember them in their prime? That is also our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Gentilly, Mac, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you doing today,
man? I'm good, Mac.
Got a dangerous talk for you.
Okay.
Remember the Orange Hot Wheel track?
The what?
The Orange Hot Wheel track. Orange Hot Wheel track that you used to run your Hot Wheel cars on.
Oh, yeah, the Hot Wheel. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do remember that.
Hot Wheel, yeah. Well, anyway, it's pretty much a benign thing. You know, if you can't choke on it, you can't even really hang yourself with it because it's not pliable enough. But, man, let me tell you something. In the hands of an angry black mother, it will tear your tail up with them things. So that's why it was so dangerous.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time making out everything you're saying, and I want to be fair to you and really get what you're saying. Let's try this again. Tell me about the dangerous toy.
The Orange Hot Wheel track.
The Orange Hot Wheel track. Okay.
Right. What they used to, like I was saying, it's really benign because you can't choke on it. You can't.
Right.
It's not pliable enough to hang yourself with it. But the thing about it is, in the hands of an angry black mother, she would tear your tail up with it. That's what I'm telling you.
Wait, really? Wait, your mother would use that to punish you?
Man. We'd rip our tails with it, and my sister would look at me and say, why in the world would you want something like that? Why would you have wanted something like that? And I said, well, I didn't think she would use it to rip our tails with it.
I mean, who would have thought a mom would have used a Hot Wheels track?
I found out later that I wasn't the only one that got hit with a Hot Wheel track. I found out later that quite a few black mothers used that.
Really?
And all of those people that I am talking about, including myself, we turned out fine.
Well, that's good. Although you don't recommend that today.
I'm not going to comment on that.
All right. Well, Mac, you can be for corporal punishment as long as it's done right. It wouldn't be my choice for a child. There are ways to discipline kids, but every parent has to figure out what to do. And, without getting into the topic, it's important to know that you can spank your kids, but you can't beat them. And there's a difference between punishing your child and making you feel better because they did something wrong and you want to hit them.
I agree, and I'll make you laugh about this. That same woman that used that Hot Wheel track on me and my sister, if we looked at our kids the wrong way, oh, don't do that to those children. Be nice to the children. And me and my sister, who is this woman? So anyway,
all right,
just wanted to make you laugh, man.
Mac, you did. I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, didn't like them in their prime, but I like the Pamela Lee video. Oh, I saw that video of Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson when they were married on that boat. Oh, yeah, I saw that video. From uptown, Thomas, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good, Thomas.
Enjoying your topic.
Thanks.
And it brought to mind some toys I had in the 60s, my brother and I. And this may sound pretty, like, tame compared to 22s and the shooting the rats. But we had a toy in the 60s that this group would disapprove of. It was called a Screaming Mimi.
A Screaming Mimi?
Screaming Mimi. It was one of these military-style rifle toys, and it was a combination. It was a machine gun, a rocket launcher, a grenade launcher, and it had a pistol grip that, you know, the rifle could change from single shot to automatic. You put caps in it. And you could take, it had like a 45 replica pistol and you can use that.
It sounds like that was a toy that would prepare you for war.
Yeah, it was. And we, when we played around the neighborhood with the other kids, the kids with the Screaming Mimis would always win.
Wow, and I don't remember the Screaming Mimi.
You could look, I went and looked up this. They don't make it anymore, but you could find it, like, images of it. The Mimi was a large rubber nose dart that you stuck into the front of the barrel.
Yeah,
it had a separate trigger, and when you pulled the trigger, it would fly about 20 feet, and it would scream the whole way. It went with this high pitch, screaming noise until it hit. But it had a rubber tip on, a big rubber like sponge nose, so it didn't hurt anything or anybody. But it was just a.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mild.
I missed it. Thomas,
yeah, it was like in the 60s, like 65, 66, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, I was a kid. Never had the pleasure of a Screaming Mimi. Thomas, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, my mother whooped my brother and I with the Hot Wheels track, too. Seriously? I mean, so like this was a thing? You take the track of the Hot Wheels and you spank your kids with it? Wow. It's a good thing these kids didn't like want a gun or something. I mean, would the parents punish them with the... with a gun? From Jefferson, Tony, you're on WWL.
Yes, good. I'm calling about Snake Farm. Remember the Snake Farm?
Oh, yeah.
In Narco,
yeah.
All the animals. Well, anyway, we used to, the people that worked there told us that the more lizards we catch, they give us $100, so we used to get a big giant pickle jar, get all the pickle jars out, dump them out, and go along the fences at nighttime with a light and fill up the jar and go over there and make money off the Snake Farm.
Because they'd feed those to the reptiles.
Yeah, well, I don't know. No, they told us they make diamonds out of the eyes.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they told us.
Wow.
That's why they gave us $100. We used to get a big old pickle jar and dump all the pickles out and go at nighttime, go on my grandpa's, everybody's fences.
$100 back then was a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, we used to hustle, man. We used to get as much as we can in a big old giant pickle jar and smash them in there.
I bet they were
over there.
I bet they were feeding them to the snakes.
I don't know. They told us they was selling diamonds.
No, I don't know
about
that. Well, who cares? You got the money, right?
That's what they told us.
Who cares? You got the money.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that every night, man.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you ever heard of that.
No, Tony, I never heard of that. But, you know, I mean, my father used to have my dad take us to the snake farm all the time. In fact, I bought a king snake there, bought a 7-foot boa constrictor there. Yeah, I don't know. I was like really into snakes when I was younger. Here is a text that says, have y'all mentioned lawn darts? Yes, we have. Yard darts, lawn darts. I mean, these were like little javelins. I mean, it was like a giant dart. And you would play with it outside in the yard. And I mean, if you hurled this thing and hit a kid, you could kill the kid. So it's amazing how many toys were available that really makes us all look at each other and realize that we're fortunate to be alive. So Motley Crue signs a contract before their farewell tour, and they promise, they pledge, the farewell tour will be their last tour. Well, Nikki Sixx said there was a loophole. The loophole in the contract was Motley Crue would never perform live again unless they wanted to. And if they all got together and agreed to perform again, They would. So apparently Motley Crue is getting back together and they're going on tour with Def Leppard and Poison next year. Here's a text that says, Nikki Sixx learned from Gene Simmons, the master of no such thing as a farewell tour. There's never enough money. Yeah, I think Cher learned that lesson a long time ago, too. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Motley Crue did not have a farewell tour. They found a loophole in the contract they signed, and they're planning a tour with Poison and Def Leppard in 2020. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Are you excited when bands from the past like Motley Crue get back together and tour? Or would you rather remember them in their prime? 70% say they would rather remember them in their prime. 30% say they're excited that they're back together. I'm with the 30%. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, I expect people to change because I've changed. You've changed. We've all changed. But I've talked about this a lot. I love seeing the Rolling Stones. I love seeing Chicago. I love seeing U2. I love seeing these bands that are still touring today. And okay, you know, they got older, but so did I. So did you. And so to see them still performing is a comfortable feeling to me. And the fact that I still go to the concerts and you still go to the concerts, that's comforting to me. So I think it's cool that they still perform. I'm getting some text here, though, about Vince Neil, lead singer of Motley Crue, saying that he's lost his voice. I have not heard Motley Crue recently, so I don't know if he's lost his voice. And a couple of people have talked about how he looked like a stuffed pig in his leather vest. And I think he was still trying to wear leather pants. Which, if you don't have the body for it, leather pants, leather vest, it's not a good look. But, I mean, God bless him for trying to be who he was in the past. But it never bothers me. I mean, look, there have been a few times when a performer has shown that they're just really old. And it's like, you know, it wasn't that great, but I'm still glad they're doing it. And as much as I love Elton John, when I saw Elton John recently at the Smoothie King Center, he was moving a lot slower than I thought. But it was still Elton John. And he's still banging out the piano, and he's still singing. And so while he may have lost a little bit, it was still Elton John. So I enjoyed seeing that. From Lacombe, Marcel, you're on WWL.
I just had to comment about the Hot Wheels track, man. My black mama hit me with it one time. That's a purple broom.
Seriously? So, I mean, was this a thing within the black community? Black mothers would take the Hot Wheel tracks and whip their kids with it?
I don't know. Ain't no other black mom ever hit me with one, but when that guy talked about it, I remember that
wow.
Night.
Wow. Marcel. Marcel, then you have to wonder if mothers gave their kids the Hot Wheel tracks because they would give them a toy to play with or because they knew, hey, you know, one day we're going to beat the kids with the Hot Wheel track. Here's a text. Who would be the headliner for the Poison show? Oh, the headliner would be Motley Crue. And then probably Def Leppard and then Poison. But for me, it would be Poison, Motley Crue, Def Leppard. But it doesn't matter. You get to see all three of them. I know, when Train and Hall & Oates performed together on tour, and they were at the Smoothie King Center, I know there was a lot of discussion about who was the opening act. Train was the opening act for Hall & Oates, and a lot of people disagreed with that. Here's a text. Sure hope that epic rock tour comes to New Orleans. Yeah, me too. Here's a text that says, fact check, did the U.S. ban lawn dart sales after a child's death? I don't know. Very, very possible. But, you know, I mean, here's this lawn dart. It's like a spear. It's a big, giant dart. Kids are throwing these around in the yard. Why would you be surprised if a kid died? This could be a very dangerous toy. So if you did buy your kids lawn darts, I would hope that as a parent, you were there with them, making sure that they didn't throw the lawn darts at each other. because kids do some really crazy things. I mean, we've got kids today shooting each other, sometimes on purpose and sometimes by accident, because they were playing with the gun. Here's another text. I get the Hot Wheel treatment too. I'm shocked. I never heard that before. And I mean, at some point in my life, I had Hot Wheels. I had the Hot Wheel track. Here's a text. Glad Motley Crue's back together, but easier for the Stones because Jagger does not have to stretch his vocal cords. You know, well, that's an interesting point. I mean, you know, Mick Jagger was always kind of a basic singer. I mean, he really didn't, you know, it's not like he had a lot of highs and lows in his voice. Mick Jagger had style, but it's not like he had the greatest voice. And, you know, you can tell one thing about the Rolling Stones. They are sure not spending any money on cosmetic surgery. I mean, they're just letting it go, which, you know, that's okay too. Here's a brutal text that says survival of the fittest. And, you know, I guess that argument can be made. Here's a text that says, yes, they banned Land Arts in 1987 after a child's death. Why would it? So society is allowing these lawn darts, these spears, to be played with by kids. And it's not until a kid dies that you ban them? You know, this is an example of how the government just doesn't handle things properly. They were dangerous when they first went on sale. There was nothing not dangerous about lawn darts. But in order to make it seem as if we are solving the problem, we are going to ban lawn darts. We're going to ban this now because a child died. And it's almost as if that's like the way to make up for the child's death. And you see this happen quite often with things. Somebody unfortunately dies, and so then they ban something. But the stuff was dangerous before a child was killed. I mean, regardless of what the toy is, I mean, if you're a parent, I hope you pay close attention to your kids and to your grandkids, because sometimes they shouldn't be left alone with some of the toys that we allow them to have. Def Leppard, part of the tour next year, Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard. And also, we've told you about the other big tour next year, Green Day with new music, Weezer with new music, and Fall Out Boy on tour. Those are two tours I'm not going to miss. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.